Rick Stevens, financial advisor with FRS Financial Group, offers securities and investment advisory services through Waddell & Reed Incorporated, a broker-dealer, member FINRA and SIPC, and a federally registered investment advisor. FRS Financial Group is a separate entity from Waddell & Reed. Insurance products are offered through insurance companies with which Waddell & Reed has sales arrangements. The information presented on this show is solely for information purposes and is not to be construed as an offer to sell or the solicitation of an offer to buy any financial product or service mentioned. Waddell & Reed does not offer tax or legal advice. Please consult with a professional prior to making any financial decisions. Any opinions expressed are those of Rick Stevens and may not be the opinions of Waddell & Reed. The information is subject to change based on market and other conditions. For more detailed information regarding any of the topics discussed on today's show, please call 719-500-8700. This is Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial. Here's your host, Rick Stevens.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of Money Matters, presented by FRS Financial Group. Remember, if you've got questions you want to hear us discuss on a future show, if you've got some things you're just wondering about, reach on out to us. You can give us a call at 719-500-8700. You can send me an email, rstevens@frsfinancialgroup.com, or you can go to our website, frsfinancialgroup.com. Go to that top right corner, click that contact tab, send us your questions, send us a message. We would love to hear from you. Well, folks, this week on Money Matters, we are wrapping up that three-part series where we are talking to some small business owners in town. Today, joining me in the studio is Josh Blaylock with ProTech RV. Josh, how are we doing today?
I'm great. How are you, Rick?
It's a beautiful day to not be in Lake Havasu, I hear. It's a little bit hotter there than it is up here in the Springs.
I think people are melting.
Well, folks, we are talking with Josh today. We are talking about, you know, just getting started in the business world, getting things up and off the ground, and we're kind of dispelling some of those rumors out there, right, that you've got to be, you've got to be quote-unquote lucky, or somebody has to have given you all of this stuff and gotten you started. Because, Josh, that's not what was the case in your world, right? Nobody just walked up and handed you a ProTech RV and said, there it is, go run it, right?
No. I actually had to design a logo and start from scratch, find work, talk to people.
Yeah, work. I mean, that's one of those crazy pieces to it, right?
That's the most important piece.
Awesome. Well, Josh, tell the listeners here just a little bit about where ProTech is today, right? Talk about, you know, the locations you've got, number of folks you employ, how long you've owned the business. Give us a little bit of a today snapshot of ProTech.
Today we have three locations. Our home location, that's our biggest locations in Colorado Springs here. We have two locations in Arizona. I moved down there about 3 years ago and started just like I started here, me in a truck. And then I had a good friend that I worked with years ago who lived over in Mesa, and he wanted to get in on it. He saw what I've done, and he wanted to be part of it. So I got him a truck, and I started marketing. So today we have 9 people in Colorado Springs, 3 people in Mesa, and 3 people in Lake Havasu, including myself. And we're all busy.
You know, they're just a couple folks out there with RVs that need a little work, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that's a beautiful snapshot of where we're at today, right? We've got the three locations. Every last one of them is really built on sweat and marketing, right? Sweat and marketing. That's really how you've gone out to get these up and running. And I know we've talked a little bit in the past kind of offline about your business story, but tell the listeners about that background, right? That background you've got, where you went and said, you know what, I think I'm going to go do this. I think I'm going to go try to make this work.
Well, I think it started with my entrepreneurial side when I was a kid. I always wanted to try to figure out ways to go and to afford a few of the things I wanted, mm-hmm. right? We didn't come from a lot of money. So if I wanted an engine for my go-kart, I had to figure out how to hustle to get it.
Yeah.
Then fast forward into my 20s, working at an RV dealership as a technician. And I was doing okay, living paycheck to paycheck. But then that place closed one day, and they didn't give us our paychecks.
Oh. Ooh. Ooh.
And at the time, I was donating time outside of work with an off-road race team. And the guy that I was helping, he says, Josh, you need to just start your own business. I said, well, I know I should. I really should. And he said, it'll afford you better things in the future. It'll allow you to be where you want to be down the road. It'll allow you to, if you ever want to have your own off-road race team, to do it someday.
Yeah.
So at that point, I said, you know what? I'm not going to keep all my eggs in someone else's basket.
Mm.
So I got another job, and I started a side hustle, working on RVs. And turns out, when you're able to see your customer one-on-one, you can see how many shortcomings that big dealership that you worked for had.
Wow.
And that was then my driver.
Mm.
That allowed me to provide excellent customer service and communication and control the repairs. So when I finished up work on an RV, my customer was happy.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and that's the biggest thing, right? Because when we're going out, and this is one of the things that that we had even talked with Ben about last week, that idea of creating those raving fans, right? Those customers that are so happy with what you do, they can't help but tell somebody else, hey, you need to go get this worked on over here.
Yeah.
Because they're great.
Yeah, we call them our RV family.
Awesome.
We have people that we still work on today that I started working on back when it was my side hustle.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now, how long ago did you go from side hustle to full on, this is the business we've got?
April 1st, 2012 was the first day that I did not have another job to go to.
Wow.
I've been focused 100% on ProTech RV since then. So we're actually getting ready to celebrate our 10-year anniversary party. We've never had a party for it. 10 years ago is April 1st, but we've been busy.
Well, you know, it's not like it's the summer RV season or anything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, August 1st, we're gonna have a party at the shop, and hey, our customers, your listeners, everyone's allowed to come. We'll give them burgers, dogs.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So what I'm hearing here is basically it's just an overnight success story, right? I mean, it's only been 10 years, so it was really an overnight success.
Well, you work really hard for 10 years and you're an overnight success.
I love it. I think I've heard something along those lines before.
That's probably a Dave thing.
I think that's where I've heard it. Dave may have thrown that out there for those that may not be perfectly familiar. Yes, that is a Dave Ramsey reference in there. I've seen the posters. You know, they've got the iceberg on top, and that says, you know, the success, but it's got everything else underneath: the hard work, the sweat, you know, the times when you didn't take a paycheck for yourself so that you could pay everybody else's paycheck in there. Lots and lots of different things that go into making the business that overnight success. Folks, we are up against that first break in today's show. When we come back, we are going to continue to talk with Josh. We're going to continue to talk that business side of life and really sort of open up that curtain, give you all a behind the scenes look, and hopefully at some point encourage you guys a little bit if that's the world you're thinking about going into. So stick around. You don't want to miss where we're headed next. Stick around, everybody.
Are you worried about what's been going on in the markets and how it's affected your portfolio? Maybe you need a financial tune-up. If you have questions about the health of your financial future, call FRS Financial Group at 719-500-8700 to schedule your complimentary checkup. And remember to tune into KRDO News Radio Saturdays at 9 a.m., Sundays at 10 a.m. to catch Money Matters presented by FRS Financial Group. Products and services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Well, folks, thanks for sticking with us through that break. Rick Stevens here with you on Money Matters presented by FRS Financial. We are talking this week with Josh Blaylock, the owner over at ProTech RV. They are getting ready to celebrate that 10th anniversary. We're talking about small business, how we got started, and you know, Josh, I want to talk a little bit about this because you use the term ProTech family, right? The RV family. I want to ask a little bit about that culture that you've got in your shops, because I've been to all three, and I will tell you from the guy on the outside looking in, the culture is the same in all three places. It really does feel exactly the same, whether that's here in town, whether that's in Havasu, whether that's in Mesa. What are some of the driving factors for you when it comes to creating and maintaining that culture? Because you've absolutely done that across three totally geographically different places.
I have one non-negotiable, and that's to do the right thing.
Mm.
Okay? I look at every customer that comes through our door the same way that I would look at it if it was my grandparents.
Ah.
Okay? My grandparents were coming through that door to get their RV prep to take to Alaska. They're going to get the same service as everyone else. That, when you instill that in your team,
mm-hmm.
and you talk about that regular, they remember.
Yes, yes.
And then it's natural.
Yeah. Yeah, it's out there. And, you know, you always hear the folks talk about, you know, I want to take care of my customer like they were, you know, this piece of the family. Always throw out there, and I assume you like that part of the family, right? It's not like I'm going to take care of them like my brother and just put everybody in a headlock and start giving them noogies when they walk through the door.
Well, some of them might earn it. But we still stand behind, you know, you have to stand behind what you do and what you say and who you are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the things that that I love about, you know, just going in there and really interacting with any of the folks that you've got in any of the shops, because it really does feel like you're welcomed in, you're there, it's home, it's family, and we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly of whatever it is, because whether that's, you know, some kind of an RV issue. I know you and I have actually talked before, because I've got a daughter who's going up to Alaska, who is going to have a lot of different events coming up next spring in California, and what's the best, you know, sort of an RV to use as a tool, if you will, to get the rest of my family in and around, and really, it's one of those opportunities to just come be part of the family, and it's a great, great sort of thing out there. You mentioned this a little bit earlier. You talked about, you know, you had done some RV work on the side. It was your side hustle. All of a sudden, I'm at a dealership. I got nothing coming in as the income. Now I'm going to go do this. What would you say to somebody right now who might be considering taking whatever their hobby is or their side hustle and or even in their current job where they're working for someone and launching out to start their own business?
Dream it, aim towards it, and go.
Mm.
You have to dream to be successful in business. At least that's just my opinion. I've always been told that I'm a dreamer. And I probably spend too much time dreaming, but that's okay. I'm not terrible where I'm at right now. our business and our culture and all that came from dreams.
Yes.
Aim towards something and go. Just get after it. And don't get yourself in debt doing it. Mm. Don't get yourself leveraged, and because that's what makes young businesses fail.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go out and take a loan for a piece of equipment that you could have rented for the first few jobs and paid for, and that first few jobs fail, you don't get paid. With debt comes risk. With risk comes failure.
Yeah, you know, that's one of those things that Ben had also highlighted in there was, you know, it's all right to dream. It's all right to push for that dream, but don't go into debt doing it, because debt is one of those things from the business side that, you know, you talked about earlier. We're not cutting corners. We're not doing things just to get by. We are going to do what's right. That's one of those things that makes people say, I am going to cut corners. Yeah. And we might not do this exactly the right way because we want to do it in a more, maybe cost-effective is one way to put it, but we need more profit on this kind of a way.
Correct. When you have to make that payment every month for that piece of equipment, it can put you in a place that you might not live to the same ethics that you should.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of those pieces that and I've had that discussion with different folks along the way. I know that you are a big Dave Ramsey fan. A raving Dave Ramsey fan. You just came back from Entree Leadership not too long ago down in Florida. I want to ask this because I think it will resonate with listeners, and that's, why do you go to events like Entree Leadership? Because there's both a time and a money cost to this. Why do you find those pieces important?
A few years ago, I realized that ProTech RV became a lot bigger than me.
Mm.
I am just a piece of the puzzle now. And as the leader of the company, I don't know a lot. I don't know a lot about business leadership. I've been learning as I go. So I followed Dave and his principles through my previous debt journey from my early years. I've followed his Entree Leadership stuff and found the value in going to these events, learning what they have to offer. And it fires you up.
Oh,
you go
yes.
to one of these deals
yes.
and then you come back. And my team's like, whoa. But that's what you need to do. You need to get fired up from time to time. So that was my first Entree Leadership Summit I've been to, and it was amazing. I'll be back next year. Hopefully I can take more of my leaders as we're growing our shops, we're getting more leaders, and that's, I feel like it's a huge value.
Awesome. I love it. I love it. You know, it is on my list to get to one of the Entree Leadership events, not just to see the online, but to get there physically. And actually, Ben, who has been in the last couple weeks, he was down there in Orlando as well and had the exact same sort of thing to say. This is why I get fired up. Everybody's like, ooh, you just got back, didn't you?
Yes.
Sort of stuff.
Yes.
I love it. Well, folks, we are up against that second break in the show. When we come back, we are going to wrap up with a few more things in terms of the leadership side. We're also going to wrap up with a little bit of an encouraging word for you from Josh. So stick around. You do not want to miss How We End Today. Stick around, everybody.
Money affects us all in different ways. Sometimes it's a source of stress and fear. Sometimes it's a source of comfort and security. Whatever your perspective, it's always good to get a second set of eyes on your finances to help serve as a guide. If you're looking for that guidance, call FRS Financial Group at 719-500-8700 to schedule your complimentary appointment. And remember to tune into Money Matters presented by FRS Financial Group right here on KRDO News Radio, Saturday mornings at 9, Sunday mornings at 10. Products and services offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, folks, thanks for sticking around through that break. We are in the studio today with Josh Blaylock from ProTech RV. We're talking small business. We're talking all these different things about getting out there, getting started, making it work, and that, it's that 10-year overnight sort of success. And Josh, I want to ask you this because I've heard this more than once. I've had it said to me. I've heard other folks have it said to them. And that's, you know what? You're lucky or you're privileged. Or you don't know what it's like to struggle, because you're a business owner now and you're making all this money hand over fist. What would you say to the folks who say, well, I can't do this because I'm not as lucky as you or I'm not as privileged as you?
I'd probably start with a chuckle. And then to an extent, I would agree. Okay. I was lucky. I had shelter and food when I was a kid growing up. I didn't have a lot of education, but that's okay. I knew how to work.
Mm-hmm.
So I had work ethic. Therefore, I was lucky. I was very lucky. I was privileged to have some natural talent that allowed me to go and chase a dream,
mm-hmm.
to go and learn how to work on something. The privilege part, I was very privileged to meet the people I've met through life. I've had some people I look up to who have taught me things about business, but they didn't give them for free.
Mm-hmm.
I had to go ask, and I had to listen. So in that case, yeah, I was lucky and privileged. Was anything ever given to me? No, no. Myself and my team went out and earned it all.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the part that, you know, I think there are a lot of folks out there that don't see. And that's just how hard and how deep that work has to be really to set the foundation, right? That foundation for the business that we're trying to build, not just for our lifetime, but hopefully at some point we've sold it, but that name in some way, shape, or form lives on after us, right? It's the somebody wanted to come buy the business because they saw what we had built and wanted to continue it in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. I don't have any intentions of letting that name go for quite some time. And whenever the day does come, they're going to have to be awful special to get it.
Yeah. Yep. They're going to have to have come in and earned it.
Yes. And whoever ends up with that name in time, you know, maybe 10 years from now,
mm-hmm.
whatever it be, they're going to be someone from inside.
Yeah.
I'm sure of that.
So what is some of that? You talked a little bit here about folks that have spoken into you, the advice that you've gone to seek out. What is some of that best advice that you've taken over the years that you have said, hey, this was something poured into me? What is that you would want to pour out maybe to a listener out there who is really going, I don't have an engineering degree. I don't have an MBA. I don't know anything about anything. I've got a business idea. What is some of that advice you would give?
Well, the one piece of advice that my mother and my father gave me since I was a little kid, and it's been very consistent, is you can do anything you want if you keep your mind to it.
Mm.
Okay. That's number one. And as far as degrees and like we were speaking earlier, having your ducks in a row, when I started this business, I don't think I even found my ducks yet.
they're somewhere out there and certainly not arranged or in a row anywhere neatly, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, still to this day, I don't even have a GED, man. I got up and I went to work. I learned a business. And I got passion for it, and my formal education to this point really is in the RV industry. It's training that we get from our manufacturers and just from learning as you go. This is a very different industry. It's not like we're going to be doctors.
Yeah, and you're not building the RV from the ground up, right? You're taking the one that has been well run into the ground and getting it back up.
Early in, we did a couple ground ups, and I don't want to do any more of those. They were pretty cool projects, but they were challenging.
I love it. So the last piece here, as we're wrapping up the show today, earlier you talked about the dream it, aim for it, and go. I typically find in folks, go is the hardest thing to do, right? It's the hardest thing because we all want all the answers to all the questions, even the questions we haven't thought of. So what's the biggest thing that you can say to one of the listeners out there who needs that encouragement to actually get started? They've got the idea. They've thought most of the way through. What can you encourage them with?
Find someone to do your first job for. Find your first customer. Whatever it is that you do, if you're good at it and you believe that you're good at it and you think that you can give more to your customer than you can at your regular job, make the connections. Find that first customer. Do that first side job. Once the first one's out of the way, you're going to feel different inside.
Yeah.
Once you get over that hurdle, then you're going to want to take on another one and another one, and then you start figuring things out. Okay, you learn the stuff. Okay, I have to have this insurance policy to do this. Well, let's go get it because now we got a little bit of money.
Right.
But you don't have to have any sort of crazy degrees to go out and work towards that dream. You just have to go to work.
I love that. You know, whether that's we're starting an RV business because, hey, the last place I worked is gone and I didn't get my last paycheck because they just disappeared. Whether we're like Ben and we started the landscape company with a push mower at the age of 15, it does come down to that hard work. It really comes down to going out, finding that first person to do the job for, and then getting the second and the third, and then so on, letting it grow. Josh, thank you for joining us in the studio this week to talk small business. If folks want to come out, they want to help celebrate that birthday on August 1st, where do they go?
It's August 6th.
Ooh, even better, August 6th. That's a great day
because
that's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, well, happy anniversary. Come out, I'll give you a hot dog.
We'll have to do that.
It's August 6th. It's at our shop on the west side of Colorado Springs, 2330 Negley Road. We're on the frontage road between 21st and 26th Street. If anybody knows where D's RV was for years and years and years, that's our place.
Awesome. And if they maybe need to schedule in some RV work because it's been a hot summer and, you know, stuff's running and broken down, how do they get in touch with the shop?
719-634-MY-RV.
Perfect. Josh, thanks for joining us this week. Folks, if you've got any other questions, whether that's small business related or anything else, feel free to give us a call, 719-500-8700. That's it for this week on Money Matters, but we will be back again talking about your money next week because your money matters. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.